For KBIA News, I'm Katarina Sestarek. The Missouri House has passed legislation aimed at declaring a ceasefire in the so-called border war that's resulted in businesses in the Kansas City area moving across the state line. Marshall Griffin has details.
The bill would ban Missouri from offering tax incentives to businesses located in four Kansas counties within the Kansas City metro area. But the ban would only take effect if Kansas passes a similar law to stop offering incentives to the four Missouri counties in the KC area. Democrat Kevin McManus of Kansas City says ending the economic border war would also benefit Kansas.
We have to bring them to the table, and we have to figure out a way that makes sense for both states so that we're not competing against each other, but we're competing together. Our goal should be bringing jobs to our region and competing with other countries, frankly, in this global economy.
The bill passed overwhelmingly with only three House members voting no. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
The bill now goes to the Missouri Senate, which passed a similar bill last week. The Missouri House has given first-round approval to the state supplemental budget for the current fiscal year. The budget bill includes $5 million for the unaccredited Normandy School District, which has to pay for some students who have transferred to nearby accredited districts. It also includes an amendment to provide an extra $22 million for the overall K-12 budget. Democrat Jill Shoup of St. Louis County supported the added language, but also says it's not enough.
We are underfunding one of the most important institutions in our state, and I am extremely disappointed that we didn't rise up and go along with the governor's recommendation to fund this at the $44 million level.
Republican House member Rick Stream of St. Louis County sponsored the amendment, saying that the other $22 million for the K-12 formula will be included in the regular budget bill that covers the 2014-2015 school year. The supplemental budget bill needs one more full House vote before moving to the Missouri Senate. Research by students from all four schools in the University of Missouri system was on display Tuesday at the state capitol in Jefferson City. 46 students from MU, UMSL, UMKC, and Missouri S&T presented posters to state legislators and spectators as part of the Undergraduate Research Day. One of the MU students was Amber Forbes, a senior communication science and disorders major from Mexico, Missouri. Her research focused on how mothers with autistic children read to their kids compared to mothers with non-autistic children.
Autism is a really crucial issue right now. Diagnoses of autism is going up, and we really need to work on developing more effective therapies and really get awareness up, and it's something that a lot of people are interested in, so I thought it would be a good fit for this.
Before presenting, Forbes got to spend about half an hour with her local representative in his office and talk with him about her project. UM System President Tim Wolf also attended the event. Missouri prosecutors and victim advocacy groups are urging the legislature to pass an overhaul of the state's criminal laws. At a news conference in the Capitol on Tuesday, supporters argued the measure would lengthen jail terms for violent repeat offenders while going easier on nonviolent criminals. The measure's sponsor in the Senate, Democratic Minority Leader Jolie Justice, says the biggest obstacle facing the bill is its length, 1,100 pages. Justice's bill would create new classes of felonies and misdemeanors, as well as reduce the penalties for certain drug crimes for first-time offenders. For KBIA News, I'm Katarina Sestarek.